Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I looked in the window. They're all wearing masks, and it's an in-and-out place, too. It's not a sit-down.
Even the lobsters?
I think they had seating outside.
Little masks. You know little tiny masks they hook on the antenna.
The lobsters have masks on. I was almost ready to get up and leave because we said, we don't want to sit up on the upper level where people are too close together. Mm-hmm. We'll sit down on the lower level. And Carla starts grilling the person about masks. And, you know, his answers were okay, but they weren't as good as I wanted them to be. We're sitting there and 20 kids come walking in. And I go, spreaders, top of my lungs. Enjoy your breakfast inside, spreaders.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Back in FLA, great to be back home in sunny, hot Florida. Please pray for no hurricanes.
The grapefruit state.
One thing I never got to, the grapefruit state, yes. One thing I never got to on the visit to D.C., Madeline Masiello. I was wondering, do I scare Maddie? Did I scare Maddie, or is Maddie that antisocial? I'm just curious about that because I didn't have a lot of Maddie, and I would have preferred to have a lot of interaction with Maddie. But I was looking at her back more than I was looking at anything.
Yeah, she has her moments. You have to catch her when she's ready to socialize.
Explain. Please to explain. Oscar made it very clear that it made me a little bit uncomfortable because it was kind of like, I was referred to as the package. The package is in the car.
The package has arrived.
The boss is on deck. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not, I mean, I'm the boss like when I do this, but around Podcast Village, I don't feel boss-like.
No,
I'm
coming in just to observe. They treated you like the nuclear codes? Like the football?
They treated me like I was more powerful than I really am in any way. I'm not. I don't have that juice. Oscar's the boss. I'm not the boss.
No, but when it comes to this show, you're the boss. And
when it comes to running this show, I suppose.
But this show, look, you don't understand. They're so used to not seeing you. So when you roll into your physical presence here, they see.
I'll give you that. I'm large.
They're used to seeing you on camera.
Virtually.
For 76 minutes a day. When you're on campus for more than 3 hours, you're like the chupacabra. Like, they don't know what's going on. They just don't know.
And the next level.
Is that
level,
what it is?
Yeah.
And the next level, I got to tell you, Maddie is not a morning person at all. And I have a great relationship with Maddie, but most of the times when I laugh with Maddie, it's after 2 p.m. If I say anything to her, like pre-show, it's, yep, nope. Okay.
Okay, so it might not be.
I don't think it's you.
No, but Matt or Pony Boy was definitely nervous. Maddie,
Pony's always nervous. Pony will be nervous with me too.
Pony should be nervous
all the time.
Yeah,
always.
Thanks for hooking up my computer.
It wasn't terrible. After all that, it wasn't terrible energy.
Sorry, I'm pissed off at that. My computer. I get to Podcast Village. Mm-hmm. We spend 6 hours.
Yes.
Trying to figure out one cable that goes into a one single cable to play sounds like this, like my explosion sound. What the hell was that? Wait a minute, let me see if that's on the recording.
It should be now.
Wow.
You hear the fidelity
that?
Is perfect. Yes.
Do you hear that one?
Yeah.
Like when I talk about Carla got into the car and said they're not serving any more Egg McMuffins. There, that's the way I wanted it to sound. So I go and I said, it's a funny show. I told Oscar I was excited about the show because I thought it was going to be funny. And I get into the car and I'm like, Carla said they're not serving Egg McMuffins. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Mike, that is a system issue, not on our end, but as I told Pony, something. This is a window into our soul here.
Yeah.
Pony loves to not find out why something didn't happen. And I'll tell you why I think.
Can you repeat that for Pony, those that, that may was be confused
a,
by that?
I believe Pony, that was a triple negative.
Pony loves,
a
triple Pony negative. Loves to find out why something didn't happen. Like
Rob, let's see if we can help him with this. All right, I understand exactly what he's saying. I just want to phrase it the right way. Pony's. This is what Pony does.
Right,
he gets excited to tell us why something went
wrong. That's actually not the way I'm. No, Pony.
Yes.
Main passion in life is to not find out why something didn't happen.
Okay, I'm hold on. Let me. Confused. Can I try?
Please.
Just try.
Mad Libs.
Pony gets excited to not figure out a problem.
Thank you. Bingo.
Is that it?
Bingo. And I'll tell you why I know that is because I asked him. I said, "Hey, no BS. I need to find out what happened so that never happens again. I think it's an issue with the settings on the board.
Right.
But that can never happen again.
And I'd like something else never to happen.
Yes.
And this is where sometimes we pull the curtain back. Yeah. But and I certainly appreciate everybody doing the lifting, Rob and Oscar, with the two shows, the 2 days that week, three shows. That was very, very kind of you. I'm going to say that what I don't want to ever hear again is, we'll fix it in post. I think that the goal for this program
agreed.
To record it because we don't. It's not like we're.
I would be wanting to put doing more a movie work here. On our plate. Yes, I understand 100%. So I asked Pony, "Hey man, did you get a chance to figure out what was going on there?" Because he gets here pretty early,
right?
And he said, "You know, I heard. We all heard it. On, like he's walking through me what I lived and already on Friday, and then I said, "No, how did it not make it to the show?" And he goes, "It's something bizarre." And I said, "Whoa! You stop right there." I was like 2021 Pony, because what you don't know, Mike, is I'm working Pony the way I'm going to work him in 2021. We fast forwarded his life,
right?
He needs to do more with his life. Right. So I said 2021 Pony. Does not say something bizarre happens anymore. 2021 Pony finds out what happens and then reports back to 2020 Oscar or 2021 like Oscar.
It's because the 2020 Pony would say it's some mystery from the north.
It's very bizarre.
Bizarro.
That's right, Bizarro Pony.
All right, we're through the woods. We're talking about I brought in one computer to play sounds. And when you talk about the sounds I'm talking about, you hear this on the show.
News.
That's me coming on.
Boo.
All right. You'll hear a couple of things when I do a buzzer.
Yep.
You'll hear that. That's all I brought.
This, is the pain that I have in all of this, is that I set up that studio for that little aux cable. Let's just get deep into the woods. Weeds.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, no, a cable that goes from my computer into the sound recording.
You're not the only one that uses that. Other shows use that cable and it works for them.
I got it. I hear you. I understand.
So the fact it didn't work for you is baffling.
So since we're pulling the curtain back, and since this is therapy for me, and since I was so happy leaving Washington, I love the meeting we had with the wonderful Charlie Bernie. It was nice to see him. It was nice to see the beautiful facilities we have for all these wonderful podcasts that are done out of Podcast Village. I was just very, very upbeat. I thought the show, something happens when I get material for the show. Real stuff happened to me that was, you know, I thought was pretty funny because it was true.
Well, when Carla called me McPig, was a disaster.
It was. And so I punctuated that story. But when I got to, when I left with a good taste in my mouth. And then I rarely do this, but when I'm on the road, when the shows are differently, I'll go back and give a listen. And that effort, more often than not, with this, has proven to be a study in depression because something is always screwed up.
Well, Mike,
always.
In fairness to you,
yes,
you're right. Mm-hmm. That there's always like a level or this and that.
Always something.
And we're working on 2021.
It's always something.
Where, like, I think, you know, between you and I, like, he's sees the writing on the wall that says, "Hey, no more hiding in the dark. It's time to get
this
done."
No more bizarre.
Right?
Yes. No more bizarre.
When I didn't hear my sound effects being played, which, by the way,
you think Rob you would hear. You think
Rob
you would
alluded
hear
to
that.
It. Yes. Rob alluded to it, that you couldn't hear.
They were not making their way to D.C. I mean, they were not making their way to Leesburg from D.C. And
which
that threw
means
me
they
for
weren't
a
probably
second.
Being recorded either.
Well, it had to have been some sort of send issue.
Yes.
And I said
now, see,
that
there you get too into the weeds.
No,
you
I mean,
can't
there's two
do
different...
it. You don't know how to communicate. Some sort of send issue.
You know what
well,
it
no,
is? It's,
no, it's one, a... no, one, there, no one in our audience knows what that means.
Mike, it's something bizarre.
It was very bizarre. But I did tell Pony, I said, I did not hear the news stager. Yes. He says, we heard the news stager. I said, well, please double check.
Yeah.
And I guess it was too bizarre to double
gentlemen,
check.
Gentlemen, at the end of the day, this all falls in my lap because I am the direct report for Pony. And Rob, you and I have talked about this offline, that we just need to make sure that he's doing his job by making sure he's doing his job.
We also talked about a new verb, and that's called pony, and you can get ponied. So we must be careful not to get ponied.
Can I? And again, for those,
Mike, right, here's the first question.
We're going to get a load of crap from listeners. They're like, "Oh, poor Pony!
Oh, poor Pony! Oh,
stop it!" If you knew
I'm
the things
sorry.
He messes up,
he is extremely lucky to be employed by this show.
Well, Mike, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying.
No, that's for the listeners that are going to get pissed off. Don't put any of that on Oscar. Put it all on me.
No. It's been a decade. Right? You think we're going to let this guy go? He's a skin tag, all right? Let me tell you. That's all we got.
Skinny skin tag with a beard.
He is a technical support worker for the show who spent a significant amount of time finding out how a cable could work with one particular...
He doesn't work well under pressure. That's the problem. And what is radio? Pressure. All the time. Now,
pressure is
what separates.
I didn't like
when I heard call Rob Ford. When I heard call Rob Ford,
yeah.
I didn't like to hear that because I was like, okay, call Rob Ford. Tell him to come in.
Well, because Rob Ford is great under pressure. Rob Ford, he could, if it's an action movie and the protagonist is about to have like a razor come at him, right? Rob Ford is so dead inside that he'll literally be like, excuse me 1 minute.
All right.
And then he'll duck.
Yep.
The razor will go right over his head, and then he'll have the aux cable in his hand and say, plug this in.
Mm-hmm. So we found the cable.
Yes.
The cable was given to me within 2 minutes.
No problem,
because
I knew where it was, yes.
We plugged the cable into the little hole that it's supposed to go in.
Yes.
That's going to send my computer audio to the recording
console. To its home,
console.
Mike. To its home.
To its home. Just
are
like I'm sending
good
it right
for
now.
For your home. Yeah. Get in your home.
I'm not talking about, this is the way you do it, Rob. You don't say sends or any of that.
Right.
You're just talking about the little cord goes from my computer to the hole, and then it's heard by the world because we're recording it when we record this show. The fact that you couldn't hear it
was a problem.
I remember you alluded to it, but then when the show started, when I was told that
it was working,
all systems are go, I was of the understanding. But all systems weren't go, and as opposed to, and this is what I'm going to say. Make this to 2021 as well.
Yes.
All right. Let me give you a hand gesture for everybody associated with the show, both in Washington, Leesburg, and right here in Florida. Okay.
Yes.
This is what I want to see. When there is even the slightest problem, I want to see this.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
We don't. This is not a steam engine.
No.
This can be this. That we can stop
it down.
We can go back and we can start again. That's what we do. So when no one was recording my sound effects, nobody went. Yeah. We're not doing that.
Well,
we need to start it again because people are afraid to do that.
In fairness to us, I don't see the recording that's happening because I'm here.
Right. You don't see it,
and Rob doesn't either. And the person that's in charge of the recording. is the person that should say, hey, I don't see it.
Right.
So, but I can fix that, Mike. You know why? Because I have another panel here, another screen that I can put the recording on.
No, here's the thing, and this is where we'll get to this later in the show. I know already from talking to you boys that your wife is telling you what I would tell you to a certain extent. Although, selfishly, I benefit from your stress. You take your solution to people up on this show
is
to take more onto yourself. That's not going to happen
anymore.
That
can't happen, Mike. You're right.
I have. So what I want you to do is I want you to actually just make sure that the people that are tasked with a certain job
to be doing what they're
all
doing,
I'm requiring. I'm not requiring anybody to do rocket science. I'm saying when things are messed up, this goes to two individuals,
yes,
Rob Spiewak and Matt Bloom, who both do not like conflict. Stopping this show when it starts is a form of conflict. I don't care. It will never upset me. It is on me not to be freaked out by that, because there's nothing we're on that we can't go back to and regain our momentum.
Agreed.
We're total professionals.
And you're not going to derail. You're not going to yell at us.
No, my lack in particular of professionalism exists in talking about personal problems with the show on the air. That's what I'm doing
now. It's Mike. There was an allegation yesterday in a thread between Rob, Shannon, and I. And Pony.
Yes.
You know, you, like I said before, you're the barnacle. You're here for as long as I'm here, as long as possible. I said, I just want to shake.
Unless I talk you out of it.
I just want to shake Pony and see what is going on, because he's like these little things he misses that that get to me. And then and then Shannon said, Pony's not a pinata. This is the text. And I said,
yeah, that's true. I don't like bashing somebody.
No.
I don't like bashing somebody.
She's standing
somebody
up for him. And then Rob writes, Pony Yada. If you bust him open, a bunch of USB cables fall out.
USB's in depression.
Now, just a little louder, Pony. A little louder. Just a little. That was a very good line. USB cables and depression.
Yeah.
So, this goes specifically to three people. Rob Spiewak, yes. Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and Matty Masiello. If there's anything wrong that would be, do not count on fixing it in post, because that's too much to do that. We can always stop and start again.
Yeah, but the universal sign to stop is two hands up, praise the Lord.
Two hands up. Now, with that said, if we're in the middle of talking to an author from Australia or New Zealand,
right,
that's a different story. Yeah. We probably want to muddle through that. But really, when it's just us and we can start over again, I think that's a good idea. Then I don't have to be driving around. And really, you want to talk about depression,
poor
Pony?
Carla.
Really, about 45 minutes of just feeling like crap.
Yeah, I'm
like
with you,
man. Not that I'm doing. Look, I don't consider what I do anything but a joy.
No,
I
think it's a great job.
It's funnier when I say, when they came out of the car and it's like, they don't have any more Egg McMuffins. That to me makes it's funnier that way.
Yes, of course.
Completely.
That's my favorite
agreed
sound effect. I play it more than anything else. That's called Spanish Inquisition. No one can stop the Spanish Inquisition.
And fear and surprise.
It recommends, creates the image of shock.
Yes,
and,
of course.
And fear. And that's what went through my mind, and when it comes to my wife and food, something that carried over into the weekend with food, where
can't
she
wait
is just, we got food issues in this house. We have big food issues.
Well, also traveling, essentially coast to coast, even though it's the northern coast to the southern coast, that's a stressful time.
Well, we arrived late afternoon on Friday, and, that was the end of travel, and we had food issues Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night. Two. We did. By the way.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
So excited.
Why?
I'm a stream of consciousness, but I'm so, there is a joint down here. And listen, if you're aware, if you don't like it, I don't want to hear about it, please let me experience it myself. There's a place called Mason's Lobster Rolls.
Ooh.
It's a natural chain. It's a natural fit. No, it's a national. That's really what I wanted to say. It's a natural fit for me. No, it's a national chain. It's a national chain.
Mason's,
but they serve Maine lobster rolls.
When did you find out about this place?
Driving downtown on Sunday, yesterday.
So this is not the reason you left Maine.
No, but I mean, it's just...
Was it a taste of home?
I haven't had it yet. I just drove by it. I drove by it, and if you were looking at me, if you saw me in my car driving by this thing with the whole family in the car, this was me going like this. I'm going... It's like Jimmy when we were on the motorcycles,
yes,
and he saw the Blues Brothers mobile.
That's exactly going, what I thought, like, yeah.
I drove by this place... And when I got home, it wasn't five. No, wait a minute. Hold on. I was the passenger, and I saw it. I was the passenger. I had the website on my phone inside of 5 seconds. They have a sandwich called the Bar Harbor.
I think Mason's is a D.C. establishment because I'll give you the locations. DuPont Circle.
Okay.
Reston, Virginia. Okay. Annapolis, Maryland. Okay. National Harbor, Maryland. And
wow.
The only other location is Fort Myers, Florida.
They're a D.C. chain.
Wow. No kidding. Wow.
What are the
you
odds?
Boys, go check them out. Reston, Virginia.
You know what? Lobster rolls for lunch.
Most of the lobsters they serve might come from the Potomac. And they fly them in.
Don't besmirch. No, you're right. You don't know about them yet.
But I'm glad that when you saw it, you went to your phone and didn't grab the wheel and make Carla turn in.
No, we just eaten.
Oh, okay.
We just eaten.
I did something terrible yesterday. We're just purging here.
Yeah.
My mom made a beautiful filet at her house.
Yum, yum.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, hello. Oh, Sunday dinner.
Yeah. I roll in. She made enough for Shannon, Santos, and I. I'm the only one that showed up because Shannon had a long weekend. So she's like, I just need some alone time. I said, all right, I'm leaving.
The girl doesn't need potatoes. She doesn't crave potatoes. So love potatoes.
I leave. Nom. I eat. And what's great when you're at your own home, you especially without your wife, which is also awesome, is you can do whatever you want.
Yes.
So usually I sit there with my mom and my wife and Santos and we watch something on Netflix because we spend time together. But my mom knows me well enough that after a big meal, I always like to nap.
Yes.
She says, you look tired. Do you want to go take a nap in your childhood bedroom? And I said, yes, I do. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I go up there. I log 3 hours. I wake up at 7 and I'm like, oh, I felt like I slept the whole night, Mike, because nothing like sleeping in your childhood bedroom with nobody bothering you.
Has anything changed in your childhood bedroom? Bedroom? Is it still identical to when you left it?
Oh, it's got everything.
When you were 25.
When I left, no, at 31. When I left at age 31.
The theme is the same, Rob. The theme is Hello Kitty everywhere.
Yeah. My Heathcliff poster is still up.
Nice. It's,
and my Garfield books are still out on the nightstand. So
I noticed your reset too on Sunday. Of course, we'll maintain your total nocturnal lifestyle for the rest of the work week, though.
And I said,
I'm up at 7. Let's start the day.
So I said, Mom, I said, thank you for letting me take a nap. I know it's usually our time, but you let it be my time. And
that's very nice.
Yeah, it's very appreciative. And then she gave me a bunch of things I had to buy her from Amazon. And then, you think I'm kidding?
I know.
She's discovered Amazon. And
oh my God. Well, see, that's why I want to play this. There it is again.
Thank you. So I left that house, let's say 8:30-ish, because I want to give her like a good hour and a half of FaceTime or mass time.
Yeah.
And I saw McDonald's on the way home, and I'm like, no, I haven't eaten in my car and listened to talk radio by myself in what feels like 6 months. I owe myself.
There you go.
But am I hungry? I'm not really hungry.
Because you had steak and mashed potatoes.
Yes, I'm not really hungry. I'm probably not hungry. But as soon as I saw like there was a backup on 355, I'm like, well, I'm not going to sit in traffic. I should probably just sit in the parking lot and eat.
Well, the traffic had a midday. If you took a 3-hour nap, you would probably had a midday meal, right? What time did you eat? 1, 2?
No, that was my first meal. I thought you had steak. 4 o'clock, I had the steak. Yes. My second meal would have been.
So it was then right after you ate.
Right after
you went to bed. Right after you.
Yes.
You might not be that hungry, but it's probably you're starting to get hungry.
So, but Mike, what he really liked was the mashed potatoes with Mama Santana's Benadryl gravy.
So Shannon calls, she's like, Shannon, I've got a bunch of food for you that my mom put in to go like containers. And so I'll be home in 15 minutes. I was 15 minutes away. Then the traffic hit and I said, She didn't sound that hungry. So I'm going to go ahead and pull into this McDonald's. And this is my,
eat her food.
No. If they don't have a drive-through, then I'm not going to walk in and order because it's not worth the risk.
Right.
All right.
So I pulled in because some of these in the Maryland area don't have drive-throughs. So I pulled in and said, no drive-through, a big thing. And I said, okay. Wow. But then I had a big sign, come in for touchless ordering. And I said, well, that's a welcoming sign.
So, yeah. Mask required, I hope?
Yes. I walk in, right, mask required. I make my order, number one, Big Mac, all good to go, and chicken nuggets. And I go in the car, and I look at my mom's food that she had sent home, which is plenty.
Right.
And I was like, oh, Mom, I hope you don't mind. And I murdered the Big Mac, the 6-piece nuggets, the fries, listening to talk radio. It was the most glorious personal time I've had in 2 years.
And did you get another good night's sleep after you got home?
Too? I drove home, went to bed at 11:30 p.m., gave Shannon her food. She said, what took so long? I said, traffic was a nightmare. I completely lied to her. And then I discarded the McDonald's bag outside of the neighbor's a green trash can. It was great.
I'm doing the math between the beef and the potatoes and the mac and the potatoes and the McNuggets and the rest period. Was there one more activity before bed?
No.
Because, you know, input has to equal output. Oh, no, it's just simple science.
It takes forever. I'm not.
He's been very stressed.
I'm not normal.
Well, I would like to warn the people across the hall what's going to happen at about 10:40 at Podcast Village.
Napping is a good thing. And we found that out. And it comes full circle. Comes right back to Pony. Pony was napping during the entire show on Friday. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm going in there. Bring me that candle.
No. No. Yes.
Love is the only thing that can save this poor creature. And I am going to convince him that he is loved, even at the cost of my own life. No matter what you hear in there, no matter how cruelly I beg you, no matter how terribly I may scream, do not open this door or you will undo everything I've worked for. Do you understand? Do not open this door.
Yes, Doctor.
Nice working with you.
Let me out. Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking. Don't you know a joke when you hear one? Jesus Christ, get me out of here. Open this goddamn door. I'll kick your rotten heads in. Mommy.
Nine.
Hello, handsome. You're a good-looking fellow, do you know that? People laugh at you. People hate you, but why do they hate you? Because they are jealous. Look at that boyish face. Look at that sweet smile. And listen to me. You are not evil. You are good.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak,
hello, handsome.
Oscar Santana.
I am Paul Blücher.
Steady.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, heard all over the joint, Owltrap, Virginia.
Owltrap.
Welcome to Owltrap. Yeah. Well, we figured we was going to start trapping the owls about 50 years ago, and they make good eating. They're fantastic in Owltrap. Sao Paulo, Brazil. Colombia. Why am I turning into Gene Wilder? Colombia, South Carolina.
It was a joke.
Hello, handsome. Tunis Mills, Maryland. Where's Tunis Mills, Maryland?
That is in Talbot County.
Talbot County. Oh,
you
beautiful.
Drive through that
beautiful.
On the way to the beach on Route 50. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. It's delightful. It's Don O'Brien country.
Yep.
The Trump boat parade.
Yep.
Stockdale Country Club Estates, Bakersfield, California. Is that one place? Stockdale Country Club Estates in Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, I think it's named after Admiral Stockdale.
When are we going to actually start giving street addresses?
We encouraged this once we started saying, you've got a fun neighborhood name, send it in. Like, and then people just started sending the neighborhoods in.
Yeah, I like neighborhoods. It's fun.
Bondi Beach, Sydney, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And if I can get serious for just a second here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is important. Let me just say that, look. I know that everything seems kind of glum right now. Kind of sad.
A little pony.
Yeah.
You can't go out. You can't hug your neighbors. It's damn near impossible to even get a simple haircut without putting your life on the line.
Right.
Instead of back to school, kids are staying home. Nothing's the same. My kid's doing virtual learning right now, starting his first day of school.
Doing the best he can.
That's right.
Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Don't you? Just a little something that'll bring you back before all this. Well, we've got good news for you. And the new Taste Delicious. Yay!
Yes.
They are back. TMOS Fruitcake Futures will transport you back to the good old days. Because guess what? Even during the pandemic, nothing has changed regarding our fruitcakes.
No.
They will be cooked, made to order, sent to you, mm-hmm. and you get them. Jump aboard the flotilla of flavor. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Let your taste buds remind you of happier times. We're doing it.
Yes.
It was a process to get it all set to go.
Sanctions.
We are doing it. Whether you choose the deluxe or the super premium, you will love the way these fruitcakes make you feel. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now, savor later. Let every cherry make you merry. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to the website and buy as many as you like. You will get them in time for the holidays. The holidays.
Holidays.
Get it? MikeOMaraShow.com. That's all you have to do. Click the banner for your fruitcakes. Every purchase, as you know, supports TMOS. Gary Krimble. Nothing changes. This is something we do. Look, couldn't do a live show this year in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. Nevada, or New Orleans, mm-hmm. or D.C., mm-hmm. but what we can do is we can make it just like it was, and nothing has changed. You order your fruitcake, you're going to get them. You're going to get them for the holidays, in many cases earlier than the holidays, and you will love them, and they will make you feel good like they make me feel good. Rob sent me extras somewhere back in February or March, and it was fantastic.
This is the season.
Tis the season,
Tis
Oscar.
The season to get your fruitcake order in.
It's
a limited time.
Yeah, but this will be going forward every year now.
Get it
This will be the time that we start our fruitcake futures.
Exactly.
Right at the beginning of the school year. That's what we will be doing.
Taste of Christmas, Mike. It's the taste of the holidays.
I really am being serious now when I tell you that this was the result of TMOS figuring out other revenue streams, and mm-hmm. then when people decided that they fell in love with these fruitcakes, mm-hmm. And then we figured out a system of how to get them made on a large scale to you. This is really, really exciting for this, because this is one of the only things. Look, the idea of, as I've told people, I work virtually. I've been mm-hmm. working virtually for a decade. But when it comes to other advertisers that we've had on the show, when it comes to overall people, wanting to listen to the show, we've been fine, but we've struggled, like every business has struggled. The thing that's great about fruitcakes, and I mean this sincerely, folks, is we know what the product is, and we are so happy to be able to do exactly what we did last year and the year before that and the year before that, because we know how good they are, and nothing changed. We've got the same phenomenal commercial kitchen where we're going to have all hands on deck in a slightly different way, mm-hmm. with the social distancing, and we're following amazing protocols to make sure these are fantastic for you. So it's great. I'm so excited, and they're going to be getting out to people before the holidays. And if you have never tried the TMOS Rob Spiewak fruitcake, and that's exactly what it is. This is Rob's recipe. This was born on the old Don and Mike show years ago when Don and I were starting to riff, and I think I led the charge on this one, talking about how horrible fruitcakes are. And Rob, from the back of the studio, I hear, "You've never had mine." And that's what started the whole damn thing.
And it was a long, ongoing experiment with me and my mom. We found, I don't want to get hokey, but we found pressed in an old book, written on loose leaf paper from the 1950s, my grandmother's sister's fruitcake recipe. It was so faded, I had to scan it and darken it to read it. And it was very vague in places. We had to figure it out. First couple years were not great. And then we really hit our stride. We made some modifications. This is, I mean, based on an old fruitcake recipe, but my spin on it. And it is very personal, and it's something I enjoy doing very much.
Oh, they're so
and
good.
They're very, very good. And I set out to sort of, rescue the bad reputation of the fruitcake. And
You did.
I really stand by these. I stand by these. As a foodie and a fat guy, you cannot go wrong. These are very special.
So never,
and
it really ever is. Full.
We fight.
And
we
on the
fight
way
over
home,
them.
I had Chinese.
We do. We fight over the fruitcakes. And then I had Chinese food. It was so delicious. So it's, we're excited. And it's so cool. I have to say, personally, it's so cool to be able to support this show by doing something that doesn't change a bit. So many things have changed during the pandemic. This doesn't. Mm-hmm. This is what people, you've demonstrated in the last 2 years how much you love these. And, this year we want everybody to, we'd like to triple our sales if we could. I really would. So, I mean, if you know how good they are and you love them, quadruple, Rob, you're greedy. Quadruple our sales.
It's never,
that would be,
ever full.
Never, ever, ever full. We have so much, Citron.
What is citron again? What's that thing?
Citron is actually an ancient Asian fruit. Think of it as like the grandfather to the orange.
It's that green, right?
It is what you can't identify in fruitcake. It's that little clear cube. And it's got a nice tangy flavor to it.
How many knishes did he have?
I think he had 6 knishes. Well, I mean, let's go to the table.
You ate the oni.
Here we go. Here it is.
And I'll do anything for food.
Anything, yeah.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
There he is.
With 2 packages of cream cheese. Yeah. I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and Chinese food.
There was only 2.
Not gonna happen.
See, the frankfurter part is what... Yeah. I'm tracking with him a little bit, and I'm like going to. And then, of course, the Chinese food is when he takes himself to a whole nother level.
I don't like calling them frankfurters.
It's funny. My next door neighbor.
I got to tell you
a funny story about my next door neighbor down here. Really, really great guy, George, that lives next to me, and he's just, he's just a super nice guy, and from the Fairfax area originally. And I said, "So how you doing during this?" He said, "Yeah, well, I would worry about not eating out, but there is really nothing down here that's worth going to."
He's right.
Yeah. When you think about, there are places like New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, even Miami across Allegheny Alley, that these cities that have these wonderful ethnic populations with this authentic food, New York City being the best food capital, where you can get something really authentic. Everything in Fort Myers is kind of fake. That's why I'm very excited about the lobster roll chain.
Macy's.
And we'll see what they do. I'll be able to tell you right away if they're approximating the the lobster roll.
I hope it's good, Mike, because not everyone has the blessed luck to live in Herndon.
That's true. I think maybe if their business model, I'm just excited that somebody decided to open up a chain down here.
DC based. That's crazy.
Maybe they can give you a ride back.
It's a half hour to get down there, so it's a haul for me when you consider the short distances we drive down here.
Sure.
But I looked in the window. They're all wearing masks, and it's an in-and-out place, too. It's not a sit-down.
Even the lobsters?
I think they had seating outside.
Little masks. Little tiny masks they hook on the antenna.
The lobsters have masks on them. Here's the key. There's only one key.
Yes.
And I don't know whether they do this.
What?
The key is if they make their lobster rolls by cooking their own lobsters. If they don't, if they bring the meat in,
no,
I'm not sure.
I think that
anybody
that they steam lobsters there.
I believe that they have to fly them in.
I hope so.
That's how
we'll see
works,
what happens.
Right?
You can get lobster meat. You can get lobster meat.
But then it would almost have to have been frozen, right?
And I just don't think if that's I'll know immediately. I will know the best way to do it. I am such a lobster roll person from being in the part of Maine I'm from, you know on first bite whether your lobster meat is fresh or whether it's been around for a while. You'll know
also if it's if it's raw or uncooked.
Yes, that too. That too. But here's the thing. Getting back to the fruitcakes that we were talking about.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak's incredible fruitcake. I am someone who... don't stop it. We're not doing a commercial. Okay. All right.
I just love the holidays.
I love. Can I just run the stinger? I like the stinger. Here we go. Santa, do you want a lobster roll, Santa?
Hello, pony. Wake up. Anyway, so sorry. Hey, pony. You know, we did that whole thing. I'm all over the place today. I usually do that when I've been traveling a little bit. We're all over the place. Did you want to rebut anything, or did you want to offer any kind of, besides just saying you were depressed, would you like to offer your side of what might have gone awry? And Oscar's shaking his head. Oscar, let him do it without interrupting. Okay. Just let him have I'm getting ready for some pain right now.
You're setting yourself up.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to be fair. I am trying to be fair.
If you want a counterpoint, ask somebody else.
It's not because I want to be fair to Pony. It's because I like his mom, Glenda.
That's
the only reason.
She's the best.
Yeah.
I like Glenda. So, Pony, is there anything you would like to say regarding our discussion at the front of the show about the debacle that was our Friday record? I'm sorry, our Wednesday recording.
Thursday
recording.
You know what? It was a cluster and nobody's happy.
Whoa.
Thank you for that. All right.
That was a lot more emotion
Did Pony say something? I didn't hear him.
He did. Apparently everything went wrong. Did other things go wrong, Oscar? Did other things?
No. Pony's just, is the word compulsory? Like it all compounds itself? Like it's... Like one problem becomes another problem becomes another problem becomes another problem. Compounded?
Is that compounded. The word?
It's compounded.
Yeah. What's compulsory?
So the other problem, the compulsory is it's mandatory. You have to do something.
Okay. I'm sorry. Compounded.
So the compounded, because everything happened on Thursday.
A lot of things happened that shouldn't have happened, not just with this broadcast, just overall operations.
So it was like the pony pyramid?
The pony, instead of the pony comedy pyramid.
Yes.
You know what?
It's a pyramid of failure.
Let's take a break. Yes. When we come back, since we're on that's the theme of today's show. Oscar's wife says he cares too much.
Yes.
Why are you playing this song? Hey, everybody. Hi, I'm Glenn Hollis. Hi, how are you?
Now, come on. It's a sweet song. It's a good song. Right.
You're the sunshine of my life, pony. Oscar's wife says he cares too much. I want to psychoanalyze Oscar when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody, and buy a fruitcake.
Buy one.
This is your president speaking. These are trying times. So now I will provide you with more of my favorite words. When you hear these, it will help. It just will. Fancy, drippy, golden brown, grape, rope, hooker, intense, pointy, soda, glazed, smurf, cute, jacuzzi, parcheesi, ham, bunny rabbit, Sinbad, dodgeball, energy, pea. I meant the vegetable, not the other one, but that's okay too. And supremacy. Thank you. Don't trust the postal service, and don't forget to vote on December 13th. Remember, you can't spell America without me. Get bent.
So rude.
Hey kids, you like those those words? Send your Trump words to Rob Spiewak. Rob@MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's a great idea.
We'll do one this week. We'll do Trump another words. One this week. Send your favorite Trump words that you want to hear him say on the promo.
And we'll do a 70-minute promo, Mike, just like his speech.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. There are 1,000 reasons why protecting your home is important. There are 1,000. Not there is 1,000.
You're
right. You write that. It is in print.
Theirs.
That is. How did you
grammar
get Magna?
Nazi.
How did you get Magna Cum Laude with that usage?
That one burns.
I had to pay off 5 people.
There are 1,000 reasons. There are 1,000 reasons why protecting your home is important. For me, it's my family and my overall peace of mind. I don't want to be worrying about trespassers, burglars, and the worst.
What?
Loiterers.
Don't you hate them? hanging around on your front porch.
No loitering.
The worst.
Ring has security products for every corner of your home. And best of all, you can see it all in one simple app. No matter where you are, right from your phone. If someone stops by or something's going on, Ring lets you know. See and speak to whoever's at your door from anywhere with your video doorbell. Keep an eye on everything with easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. Protect your whole home with a Ring alarm, an affordable whole home security system that you can easily install yourself. Ring is fantastic. Get a special offer on the Ring welcome kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The welcome kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It is the perfect way to start your Ring experience. Plus, free two-day shipping. Go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. And look, I've tried other security cams, and I think the Ring ones are the most effective, and they work fast. They boot up fast, and they're easy to do. They really are.
It's a 10 out of 10. The safety, the peace of mind is priceless.
No reason not to have one, ever.
Oscar came into the show today and said over the weekend, you had a discussion, I guess, with things going awry, that there's a lot. A lot of moving parts up there.
It's a lot going on. And things are, look, in fairness, For working within a pandemic and running multiple businesses, things, I mean, we're blessed that they are, one, is still in play, two, flourishing as best as possible considering a pandemic, right? We're still in business. Okay. So I'm happy about that. The caring comes into when you're traveling with your wife in the same car for not even a long distance, but this is coming off of our trip back from Cape Cod.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Massachusetts.
When I hear a talk show live on the radio and I hear the fidelity's off or someone's not talking to the microphone or anything, I get like it actually pisses me off.
Yeah.
And this weekend,
you hear them all the time, by the way. I mean, we're part of a business now that has thousands, and you know, you hear it's the stand-up hour with Fibber Vibbity, and you know, it gets on. It's like, hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm a stand-up comedian. I don't think I'm funny, so I'm not talking to Mick.
So it's 10 times worse because everybody's at home now.
Right.
Yes. And so everybody's at home. No one's going into the station for the most part. And I know when someone has the right setup or the wrong setup because that's what we do here. So right. Shannon and I will be riding, and this happened Saturday, in the car together, going to the studio, and I'm listening to SiriusXM, which by default has a thin sound because of what you're getting.
Well, 400 channels, right? 400 channels.
But it's a thin sound.
Yeah, it always has been.
So the station at this point is rerunning a weekday show that I know. And it's the cast members at home on what sounds to be like their computer microphones. Like not a USB microphone, not even
the built-in microphone.
The built-in microphone, that little dot that's in your laptop. And I said, why the F would they run this? And I'm like getting heated.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are complicated when you're talking about Zoom calls and doing that. One thing, if you're doing an audio show, if you're doing a radio show or a audio podcast, I mean, the microphone part is pretty easy. You get an amp, you get a microphone, you put it in there, bingo, and you don't go through, you know.
Agreed.
Hey, how you doing, man? Tony.
At the very least, a $12 headset. All the difference in the world.
I also know that it's in post, so they could have fixed it and enriched it and boosted it. And I'm going through this, and I'm having what I would call a manic moment yelling at the radio. And it's not because it's my show or I actually wanted to hear the interview, but it is so distracting that it sounds so hollow. And I'm like, why would anybody ever run this?
I hate it. I hate it when I see them on TV.
And then Shannon says, why do you care? It's not one of our productions. And I said, people should care. This is what's wrong with people. This is what's wrong with engineers. They should want to be on the microphone. They should want their talent to sound great. They should want all this to happen.
If you're doing it on a daily basis or a weekly basis where you're doing it professionally, you know, you owe that to people. Look, every talking head, every CNN talking head, they can't all be perfect when they're bringing in somebody, but
especially when
they're not expected to have the good audio.
But in
so
post,
you're saying the host of the show sounded like crap.
Yeah, the host sounded terrible. I went into this like very deep and darkened place where I said, you know what? I bet you the board op hates him. I bet you the board up. Like these, the talent is so has been so terrible. This is why you got to be nice to the engineers. This is why you got to be nice to the board ops, because they can F you on the back end if they don't want to deal with
you. If they're so inclined. Yes. It's been done over the years. You know,
I've never heard, I've been in this, I mean, not as long as Mike, but a pretty long time.
Am I the only one who thinks we're going to harass women? I'm sorry.
Well, I've never heard of anyone
Larry
in
Michael joke there. Sorry about that. How you doing, Larry?
I'm sure he's fine. I've never heard of anyone at, like, say, an outfit like Mutual that would tape talent and not tell them and then send the tapes around. I can get it.
Yes, of course.
So there may have been a talent we knew. Hi, it's Larry King.
Hi.
Who, you know, where the engineers were so bored that, but if he did something wrong, if he fell asleep.
But it wasn't so much boredom. It was they hated him.
And so, they would record Larry and they would play when Larry farted or when Larry fell asleep. But what you're complaining about, Oscar, is you're complaining about the sweating the details.
Yes.
But you don't have a dog in this fight, correct?
I don't, but Chad, this is when Chad's like, you got to learn to relax. Stop caring about this stuff.
Yes.
He said, I'm just highlighting this because I want you to know what, like, this is what can happen if you don't keep an eye on the ball. If like, there's probably a program director, God bless them, that, you know, is already inundated and is running 30 stations. That's what happens now, and they're not hearing this.
Yeah.
But if you're like, if Mel Karmazon got on, I would hope that he would hear that and then get pissed at someone and be like, "Why is that garbage running?" Right.
I'm gonna say this to you, okay?
Yes.
There's medication for that. But, but listen, what do you and I? What in? I mean this sincerely, and I talk to your wife. It, throughout our relationship that is now over 10 years,
yes,
professionally,
mm-hmm.
when I'm talking, we've known each other longer than that, but we have worked together for over 10. The reason things continue and the reason they is because you do care, and it's not lost on me. And I know it drives other people crazy that think, what are you getting all worked up about? I'll give you a case in point. Brunch on Sunday with my beloved. We're sitting there outside. All right, we have our masks on, we sit outside. It's the only way, really, in the foreseeable future, I would see myself you know, patronizing a place. I love these restaurants that have reinvented themselves. It's great, all right? Now, the place we go yesterday, I was almost ready to get up and leave because we said, we don't want to sit up on the upper level where people are too close together.
Mm-hmm.
We'll sit down on the lower level. And Carla starts grilling the person about masks. And, you know, his answers were okay, but they weren't as good as I wanted them to be. We're sitting there and 20 kids come walking in and I go, spreaders, top of my lungs. Enjoy your breakfast inside, spreaders.
God.
Because they were that age.
Yes.
Sure.
The I don't give an S age.
Bulletproof.
Not a mask on them.
Of course not.
And then they rolled in there. And then, now, did it affect us personally? No. We are outside. We have masks that are down around our chin because we're shoveling food into our mouths. But that's spreaders.
But Carla, anytime someone does that, it does affect you.
I get mad at that. I maybe get too worked up. I will tend to do what is spiraling. Do you spiral where you'll start ranting a little bit about it? And
I think I've been spiraling more as of the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just me. I want people to care. I think that's what it is. Right.
Yeah.
And in fairness, this is not directed at anyone. There are different ways that people care. Some people care, they just beat themselves up about it, or they shut down, or they get upset, or they're like, I'm never going to do that again. What I care about is if something goes wrong or something is happening, it is addressed and it is highlighted, and this is how we're going to stop it from happening again. And I'm not talking about just not talking about our business. I'm talking about just in general. So when it comes to broadcasting, even when I see it on TV and I freak out where I'm like, why isn't that camera centered on that person?
Yeah.
Why don't they like that person? Like, why isn't somebody saying something? And then I get it. There's control rooms around the country that used to have 21 people in there and now they have 6. So they have to run and hit a button and they're not built for 6 people, right?
Right.
So it's changed a lot.
So you get you get wound up.
I get wound up.
Well, continue to get wound up. Don't go changing. And Shannon, I believe we have a virtual cocktail party coming up this Friday night.
We do indeed. Yes.
All right. All right, Shannon, from me to you. Nothing wrong with caring a little bit. Like maybe unwrapping the Starburst candies before the show starts. We'll take a break and we'll get Mike with more fun on the Mike Rivera Show. Everybody, that was funny.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Michael Mara. To me, being Michael Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Michael Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, where I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you, Henry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. With summertime officially coming to an end, we've all got fall on the brain.
Sure.
What with your favorite autumn? What were your favorite autumn childhood memories? Football, back to school, or jack-o'-lanterns? memories. Are these moments still trapped on outdated videotapes, film reels, or slides? Slides. Does anybody have slides anymore? Being able to preserve and relive those memories, that's exactly why Legacy Box was created. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your videotapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. So easy, you pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box, the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and they've helped over 850,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. Get started preserving your past today with Legacy Box's Labor Day sale. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. Order today and just send it in when you're ready. This exclusive offer won't last long. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. And we thank you. All right, I'm going to say something that an old fart would say.
What's
because
that?
We have a very short break here. Here's what I want to do. All right.
Okay.
Let me tell you about extremes. We realize now we're living in a divided country, right?
Yes.
We understand that there are people on one side, people on another side. You know, you can argue all day long about what polls are saying what, but the fact is that the country is divided. Mm. It truly is. And here's what I want to say about the extreme factions, because you hear a lot about it, all right? So here are the people I think ought to be rounded up and put on some sort of farm somewhere where they can battle it out. Take the people that are looting and burning, and then take the people that are coming into cities with guns. First of all, you'll have to give the looters the same. It's got to be a fair fight, so you have to give the looters the guns too.
You don't have to do that, Mike. They'll steal a gun.
Steal a gun, but it has to be an even. And then you get the militiamen, the little nerd boys that come in with their AK-47 strapped. That's the extreme. I think that the vast majority of people that are right wing are peaceful. They want law and order and they want peace.
Sure.
And then the vast minority of Black Lives Matter and people that are protesting are super peaceful. You have thousands of people that march. They marched in Washington, D.C. Fantastic. Not a single incident would happen like that. But on one end, you've got people that are going to kick in a store window and loot. And then on the other end, you got somebody who's going to actually put a gun on and drive into a city. Well, gather the extremes from both sides, put them somewhere so they can just get all that violence out of their system. And then we'll go back to disagreeing peacefully. And that's it. That's what I
love your idea, Mike. And can I add to it a little bit? I think I don't know that we want to put them on an island, but let's give them a Dakota. I don't care which one.
A state?
You give them north or south.
North or south Dakota?
Yeah. And because that, you know what? Then it gives them some space to really.
No. Let me tell you why we can't do that. There are not enough of these people. There are not enough of the extremists on either side. It's not fair to do that. It's just not fair.
What about Roosevelt Island?
Roosevelt?
Small enough.
On the Potomac?
Yeah, right there.
Might be too small, but then again, it would eliminate the problem very quickly.
It's got a great statue of Teddy. I've been there many times. What we'd do is we'd put them there, and then we'd dismantle the bridge. So you know, they have to stay on Roosevelt Island.
I look at these guys that are going into cities and spray and paint. The paintballers count too, not just
the
people with the guns.
Of course, spray people, guys too.
The pepper spray guys going in there. You know, how about a good tour of military service? How about a boot camp? So you want to be, you want to use guns, you want to be in the military, forced military service. And on the same count, people that do any damage to property or hurt
just
anybody
like
else.
Israel. Or Bolivia, you got to go for 2 years.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. I think you got a lot of people with frustrations that want to commit acts of violence. Also, let them do it professionally in the military. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Let me just add. By the way,
looters, and I agree with this. I want to say this to people that are rioting and looting. Yeah. I'm talking about causing damage, that type of thing. I believe, like many people I heard speak this weekend, when you do that, you are playing into certain hands
and
of people that you're protesting against.
Let me add this, on both sides, there's a common thread of lack of leadership, but especially from the president of the United States.
Yeah. And it's horrible.
He's not helping at all.
You don't call people patriots that are, you know, driving in with their paintball guns and all that. So it's a very difficult time, but simple, ridiculous, nonsensical solutions, that's what I'm standing for during my campaign. So, you know, solutions that could never really be put into practice.
No,
you hear
I think
what Michael Mara said? He said put everybody on Roosevelt Island so they could fight it out together. What a stupid thing to say. Yes, it is.
A yard sign that says, "Populate Roosevelt Island, Omera 2020.
There you go. Now,
In. All
and
in.
By the way, the protest in D.C. Over the weekend, salute to that amazing amount of people that came into the nation's capital peacefully protesting.
Yes.
God bless them. The American way.
In the torrential downpour.
Yes. Yep.
Doing their civic duty.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Peacefully. On a massive scale. Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
Made me proud to be an American.
It can be done.
Really did. And if you want to lop in the people that are committing the criminal acts with an entire movement, you're stupid. And you're also, if you're talking about a person that might happen to be a Republican and you want to lop them together with people that are bringing AK-47s over their shoulder, you're stupid too.
Correct.
Both things are completely unfair. What we have to do is we have to figure out a way to deal with extremists and on both sides. That's the way it's got to be. There's my political speech. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I am running for nothing.
Running for your life.
Running for my life. Running into my son's room to see how the virtual learning's going right after this show. There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Johnny on the spot.
Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. Little things can make big differences. I have a sock drawer now full of Features socks.
Sure.
They have engineered a sock with targeted compression, anatomical design, and moisture wicking material for unsurpassed performance. And how about this? A lifetime guarantee. Features, spelled, by the way, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. That's how they say. Isn't that cute? Get it? Features.
Because you wear them on your feet, Mike.
And then, yeah, is that an F-E-A, like a feature film? Yeah.
Silly.
Anyway, they are so durable and long-lasting that if you are unsatisfied at any point, they will give you a replacement pair, no questions asked. Print it. Take it upstairs to the fat man.
The fat
Batman.
Runners worldwide have made Features their sock of choice. I love the way they stay in place. They're fantastic. Now they're tailored to the golf course, so I got great golf socks. No bunching, no sliding down on your shoe. It reduces discomfort and prevents blisters, too. So I can focus on my incredible golf game.
Marvelous.
Whether you're golfing, running, or just want the best socks in the world, it's Features, family-owned since 2002. I love them. Features socks will change how you feel about socks forever. You can get $10 off your first pair of Features when you use the code at features.com. That's our code, of course, TMOS. That's FEETURES.com. Promo code TMOS for $10 off your first pair of Features.
News.
What was that? Did you hear that? Stop that. What is that?
News.
What is it doing?
Did you hit the cable when you hit the button?
I don't know what I did.
That sounded cable-y.
Yeah.
I might have...
cable guy.
I might have pressed it with a great deal of vigor.
Enthusiasm.
Honey, I saw your hand.
Gentle?
How are you?
Gentle?
What? I'm sorry, my music's playing. What did you say?
You sounded like Anna Nicole, like my body.
Like my body?
How's,
that's sweet.
How's Junior doing with the virtual
Junior.
Learning? Is he doing okay?
It's great.
Great. All right. Great. You like the teacher?
Yes. Wonderful.
All right. Fantastic.
Is she good
the only
looking?
Thing is, Michael complained that with you doing the show, Mike, it's slowing down his internet.
Oscar just didn't wait. Did you notice that, Rob?
Yeah, I wasn't going to give him like, any. I'm going to shine on it.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Robert had a good looking teacher once.
Virtual learning is going very well.
Nice.
All right, here we go. It's probably not. Maybe
I recognize you from TikTok.
Maybe in the 70s.
I got you.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's probably not the healthiest thing for a married couple to spend every single minute of every single day stuck indoors together. According to new data from a legal services company, divorce rates have skyrocketed in the U.S. since the quarantine started. Check this out. The number of people looking for divorces was 34% higher from March through June this year than it was during the same period last year. Divorces jumped 57% from February 13th to April 13th of this year.
We're not meant to see each other as much as we've seen each other.
No,
the
secret is to stay away.
Says here, the newer the marriage is, the more the trouble. Out of the couples filing for divorce during the pandemic, 20% were newlyweds. Sorry, that's amazing. Wow, who got married earlier in 2020. 9% got married in 2019. 9% in 20... Oh, this is like all newlyweds here. How you doing, Oscar? Are you all right?
This is hard to say. I think Shannon had buyer's remorse, I would say, pre-pandemic. And now she's just relegated to, and you missed this on, I think, Friday's show.
Buyer's remorse.
Where she said, instead of saying, hey, that piece of equipment, we were setting up a studio, is right next to the table that you're standing from. She goes, it's right next to your gut.
Yeah. And she's unfiltered.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, people in the South were 2 to 3 times more likely to look into divorce than people anywhere else in the country.
I had a friend. I had a friend say, I never knew my husband. They just got married. And she said that in front of him. She goes, he does this thing when he chews gum that is that's annoying. And I said, well, didn't you know that when you guys were dating? And she said, it's so annoying. It's every day.
Mike, I understand the increased rates down south because even if they divorce, they'll still see each other at family reunions.
That's the South, too.
It only makes sense that the most horrifying Halloween mask this year might be one that looks like someone who horrifies most reasonable people.
Sure.
An artist named Jason Adcock just created the Karen Halloween mask.
Oh, God.
It has the haircut you'd expect, plus bloodshot eyes, angry wrinkles, and a furious facial expression. Karen.
Hi.
I feel so bad for women named Karen or girls named Karen. It's a sweet name.
Yeah. Karen.
She's a
this is a song
she's a
about it.
She's a tantalizing teen.
Karen is her name. They call her Karen.
At a party, she's a stomper and a rock and roll number.
Everybody knows her name. That's Karen.
Karen.
I hate her.
Right. There you go. If you're interested in the Karen mask, you can message this guy on Instagram. We don't have the address. Yeah, and no, we don't know how much they cost.
I mean, we're not going to push that. We're pushing fruitcakes.
$1 million.
Journalist. Chadwick Boseman. This sad story. Black Panther. He died of complications from colon cancer on Friday. He was 43, only 43 years old. He was diagnosed 4 years ago, but never revealed it publicly. That means he was fighting cancer while filming Black Panther and the last two Avengers movies. And I think I'm like a lot of Americans. I love Black Panther. It was fantastic.
Great
movie. Very sad. And he was dealing with that while he was shooting.
So that's
a class act there that he was, and a safe home to him. That's just a real tragic story for the film community. A psychologist at Oxford says your friendships won't suffer long term because of the crisis. Your friend group might feel smaller right now, and we all might be a little more socially awkward when things first open up. But he says most friendships will rebound, and bonds between family members will stay just as strong as they were.
Except in the South.
Except if you visit them.
Thank you. I'm going to move on now.
Thank you.
With so many people staying home in Australia, snakes have taken over the country again.
Oh, no. Snakes, mate. Big, nasty, poisonous snakes all over Australia. There we go. And lots of snakes out in full force are deadly. While the Australian economy has been hammered just like ours, one business that's been thriving is snake hunting, mate.
God. These poisonous snakes. There's a picture when I was reading this article this morning. Yeah. Picture with a guy, a big handful of snakes. It's like, and he's like got that Australian face, like with the big chin, just going,
yay, snakes. Got snakes in my head.
Hey, there's great snakes there, Bruce. Good job there, Bruce.
Those are scary snakes. Get them, Bruce. Watch out for the snakes.
All right, now a little something, ladies and gentlemen. There is a 30-year-old guy named Justin Preedom. And last week he was in Sarver, Pennsylvania. And Sarver. He wanted to get to his home in Avon, New York, about 275 miles away. So he did what any normal person would do. He stole a school bus. He got on the road and drove it all the way home. Someone in Avon, New York, called the cops the next morning and reported that a school bus with Pennsylvania license tags was on their property, and they didn't know why. The cops traced it to Justin. He was arrested for felony possession of stolen property, and his mom was asked about, you know, what's the deal with this guy? Yeah. Justin Preedom's mom said, "You can take your school bus, but you can never take my Preedom." I'm sorry. I am
winner.
So sorry for that.
Great
Happy
winner.
Monday. That's a Monday Funny. Kicker if I've ever had one.
Love it.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spuer right here on the Michael Mayer Show.
Hey guys, on Twitch, I'll be your server. What can I get you?
Miniature French toast.
Big fat roast beef sandwich. French fries covered with beef gravy and cheese curd.
Braised pork belly and a fish head.
I'm never ever full.
A lobster roll.
Homemade donuts.
Discount hot dogs.
Tiny translucent crabs.
Grilled to smoky perfection and nestled inside New England style bun.
And then they top it with holiday sauce. Whitehall's famous sliced fritters.
Saturday is treat day.
You can find everything you're hungry for through the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Click the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com today and order anything on the menu.
What if I had better food at the ball game?
That's all.
Wow. Good job, God. Twitch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Because of COVID-19, more people than ever need help, but you need to support the charities where your donation will really make a difference. Mm-hmm. Enter givewell.org. For over a decade, they've helped donors find the charities and projects that do the most good per dollar. The Boston Globe calls GiveWell the gold standard for giving. GiveWell researches charities and handpicks the highest impact evidence-backed organizations. Plus, GiveWell takes no fees. I love this concept. Visit givewell.org where you know you can make a difference. If you want to have even more impact, donate soon. Any listener who becomes a new GiveWell donor will have their first donation matched up to $100. When you visit givewell.org/TMOS and select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout. It's a lot to do. I'll give it to you again.
Please.
At givewell.org/TMOS. You select podcast and Mike O'Mara at checkout to do it the right way and get your dollars matched. This matching offer is good for as long as funds last. So get your first donation matched up to $100 at givewell.org/TMOS when you select podcast and Mike O'Mara. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, August 31st, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
Oscar, it's a story about Transformers, but not the kind you like.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Mike, have you ever been near an electrical Transformer when they blow?
No. The closest I got was when Jimmy's put that video up where the Transformer caught on fire.
I had one go about maybe a quarter mile from my house once, and it's so loud and bright. It's scary. We saw it like through windows and stuff. But if you go to KSAT in San Antonio, Texas, their storm chaser from Storm Team is Justin Horn. And he was covering power outages for Hurricane Laura. And a transformer blew about 100 yards away from him. The whole screen turned blue.
We're keeping an eye on the power lines here off in the distance. Tree interacting with that power line. You can see the sparks up there. It looks like this storm is almost moving due north. Right up Sabine River. Oh, that's not good. We're going to get out of the way of that.
He's okay.
Hey. He kept his head.
He did.
That's not good. That's pretty cool.
But it's if you go to the KSAT website, it's worth watching because it's like a Star Wars-like explosion. It's really great. Mike, are you still into flight simulators at all?
I would love to get another one because I would love to do it. I could do it. This would be a great place right here where I'm talking to you from. Would be a great place to do a flight simulator.
Well, here's a new one that's not. If the other ones make you too tense, you might like this one. This is called Airplane Mode, and it's a flight simulator that simulates taking a flight in coach. And I can't tell of what kind of gag it is because I went to the website and it says like features your choice of meals and of course movies on the video screen in front of you, and this is the audio from it.
We're seeing mostly smooth skies on our projected flight path today. The possibility of a few rough patches.
Is that a baby crying in
baby
the background?
Crying, yes.
Still for your safety, for the safety of everyone.
And it's a great POV video game. He looks left and there's passengers. He looks right. He's looking out the window. He looks forward. There's a movie on the video screen, but it says PA active. So there's no audio.
That is funny. That's funny. That's
cool. It was actually in development pre-pandemic, but now it's saying that if you want to have the experience of flying coach, now you can and do it responsibly.
Oh, I love Americans. We're so crazy. I love it.
All right. I have not seen this. I saw the trailer this morning. I will be streaming it probably tonight on HBO Max. It's a new documentary called America's Most Dangerous Amusement Park. Have you ever heard of a New Jersey amusement park?
Or parks?
Park. One.
Like there's
park.
One place that's the bad place?
Mike, it was called Action Park in New Jersey. And I've heard of it. But I didn't realize it was all this.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
Baby, let me take you to the action spot. Action, Action Park.
The story of Action Park is a true crime story.
The engineering behind this, if there was any engineering, was just nuts.
Build it higher, make it faster. People controlled the action.
Combine that with liquor and anything goes.
There were no rules. For a lot of kids, that was heaven.
And if you couldn't swim well, yikes.
I don't think you can understand a place like Action Park if you don't understand the kind of minds that built it.
Nobody would give him insurance, so he created his own insurance company and then insured himself.
Nobody should ever be the second person to die in a wave pool. Close the wave pool.
No one should be the second person to die in a wave pool.
All legit?
Yes. One place, Action Park. I've heard about it. I've read articles about it, but I can't wait to watch a full-fledged investigation tonight.
Oh, I'm ready. I'll be on that. That's fantastic.
So that's HBO Max right there.
Wow. He insured himself.
You know what?
My God. Wow.
Let's look into that. Tonight, we got two more. College football returned, and to me it was weird watching Central Arkansas play Austin Peay. With two, what they said were 2,000 people in the stands, looked like 200. It looked like the stadium looked like the away side at a high school football game, if that makes sense. But the first play of the college football season of this year was pretty good.
C.J. Evans in the backfield. He's the true freshman. And right away, Oldsfall is going to keep it. Pitch it to Evans. Evans, a nice block outside. And Evans has room. C.J. Evans makes a guy miss, and you wanted college football. First play, touchdown, Governors. 75 yards. How about that to kick off the 2020 season?
Another you legendary
college
play.
College football, he goes all the way to the end zone. You wanted it, and you,
Mike,
you wanted college football.
How dare
we jammed you.
You,
even though my throat is so sore. God help me.
The throat to Lou Holtz. Coach Holtz?
Right.
Coach Holtz.
What do you say about that? Are you down with that?
Well, I don't get they rain man cold, but they're
yeah, another legendary play for the program at Central Arkansas, America's most storied franchise.
Oh,
let's
fantastic.
Close with this, Mike. Mm-hmm. Now, I grew up, we used to put fatback or some sort of salt pork when we would cook beans. Like string beans or something like that, it gives them flavor, right? I didn't realize that people also did it with something called turkey tails, which is the tail of a turkey.
Oh.
That is, I know, I don't think it's a very costly cut of meat.
Mm. Where the poop comes out.
That's what it says. Says that on the label. Tyson Farms, turkey tails, where the poop comes out. Well, let's go to Ohio, where a lady was cooking some beans and bought some turkey tails to season them. But when she looked at it after it cooked, she didn't think it was a turkey tail.
Somebody's body part is in my beans. And y'all, this is serious. Like, the medical examiners and everybody's on their way to my house. So I called the police, and they came out, and this is the first they ever had in Akron, Ohio. They don't know what to do. They about to send the medical examiners and the coroner out to my house because it is for real. And I'm not joking. It is somebody's private parts.
I saw a picture. It resembled something human. But after analysis, Mike, it is neither a penis nor a turkey tail. They just issued a statement saying it was pork. So remember, when you buy a Tyson turkey tail, that's where the poop comes out. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Welcome back, Mike. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Perfect, I might add. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Also, if you have a Trump name you'd like to
send your Trump words.
Yeah. Send your Trump
words. Names
to him
are okay too. He likes names. Like
names.
Sinbad.
Yes, siree. Sinbad. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Need assistance? Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner as well. Or are we doing fruitcakes instead of that now?
Oh,
I'll change that if you wish
you.
Me to.
Fruitcakes.
Thank you.
Fruitcakes.
Buy a fruitcake if you want to support the show. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara. Saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good morning!
Off you go.
Well, I don't get rain, man, cold, but they're...